Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Candace Bolton of the Swedish American Museum and Historical Society in Swedesburg about their St. Lucia potluck they are having this Monday.
What is the history of the St. Lucia tradition?
The history of the St. Lucia tradition actually goes back to Italy when the young lady, not terribly young, she was betrothed, but when she knew about Christians being persecuted, there's two stories that have been passed around. This was so long ago, I can't even remember if they put a year on it, but it was around the time of the catacombs, and so there's stories of her taking food to the Christians that were hiding from persecution, and she was personally betrothed to a Roman legionnaire. So her kind of going behind his back and feeding the Christians, or even it is said that she may have given her dowry to the Christians to help them through the persecution times. These things then came to light, and they tried to take her eyesight from her in some way, shape, or form. I'm not entirely sure how they tried to blind her, but they also tried to burn her at the stake. If she didn't die at the stake, they ended up having to stab her. It was quite gruesome, as the Romans always were, and she then became known as a martyr for the Christian cause at that time, and has been named the patron saint of, I believe, Syracuse, Italy, since then.
Was she of Scandinavian descent herself? I guess I wonder how this became a Swedish tradition honoring her.
Exactly. That is always the million-dollar question. What we believe is that the Vikings kind of made this happen. The Vikings came back with this story. Sweden was also very Catholic at one point in time, and so it may have been tied with some way of spreading the Christian ideas to Sweden through the Catholic Church. But the Swedes really grabbed onto that because this is an extremely dark time of year, and it is said that when she went through the catacombs that she had some kind of a crown made that had candles on it, some way of lighting the way. And so this picture of bringing light and the love of Christians and all of that was just kind of held on to tightly by the Swedish. And so it became a very Scandinavian thing because of that. And they're wondering if it was just stories that the Vikings told.
What would you say is the purpose of this dinner in regards to St. Lucia?
It's almost like the beginning of an Advent type situation. It's like the beginning of Christmas. It's the beginning of the whole winter season. It's just a wonderful celebration of light. Again, remembering that in Sweden at this time of year, it's so dark, and it's just kind of an embracing of the light. And so what we do here is just kind of bring that taste of Sweden here, and it really just gets that Christmas feeling started.
Does it cost anything to attend the dinner?
No, it does not cost anything to come to Santa Lucia. We do often take free will donations at the door just as regular days of museum operation.
Who typically comes to the event or brings the potluck dishes?
A lot of our volunteers get very involved in that, and then Swedish descendants of, you know, the entire Swedesburg area. There's just so many descendants, and that's the people that just keep coming back and keep bringing the food and having the potluck.
Besides the potluck, what else will be happening at the event?
After the potluck, they do have where they give, there's one chosen person to portray Santa Lucia. And so she has the white robe and the red sash and the crown of candles. And then she passes around cookies to each of those that attend. So that kind of singing and celebrating of the memory of Santa Lucia that happens after the potluck.
And what do you enjoy personally about the dinner?
Oh, it's always fun just to see the different dishes that come along. And we have so many amazing cooks, whether it be something like the Swedish tea ring or just some yummy things that somebody's trying. And it's just fun just to try the different foods.
What would you say is special about these Swedish traditions and with the Swedish Museum and everything? What makes it special and enjoyable, you know, with events like these?
Oh, it's the culture, I think. Always remembering the different cultures that we're from and the melting pot that is America and especially the Midwest. Just knowing German and French and just so many different immigrants that came here and just experiencing that different culture, I think, makes us deeper individuals.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Candace Bolton of the Swedish American Museum and Historical Society. They are hosting their annual St. Lucia potluck this coming Monday at 6 p.m. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.